You join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 582 for Wednesday. We've a lot to get on with today. Items that need to be attended to, issues that need to be addressed, topics. Oh, topics. We've got lots and lots of topics. We're positively booming to the seams with topics. We've got topics coming out of this empty mug here. It may look empty to me. It doesn't look like anything to you because you can't see it. But I can tell you, it's not empty. There's two drops of coffee at the bottom there. I probably won't drink those. Or eat, if you refer to it as a blob. But if you think of drops as a collective blob rather than individual drops, I suppose. Because it's very hard to... It's very hard to define a drop out of a piece of liquid until it forms. You can't say, oh, there's a half a mug of coffee. That's approximately 27 drops. There's one drop there over on the left. There's another one. No, you don't. The drops don't occur until they occur. When they drop out, then they become defined. It's just like the eggs. Eggs that come out of a chicken, they're not eggs until you see them coming out. Until they come out, they're just parts of the chicken. They're just chicken parts. If you were to slaughter that chicken and it was full of eggs, oh, you wouldn't even see them. You just assume they were stuffing put in by the butcher or whoever. Do butchers do chicken, or is that a separate thing? Is there a poacher or butcher? I don't know. I don't fucking care, to be perfectly honest. I get all my meat from a supermarket. Butchers are a thing of the past. In my day. What am I talking about? This is my frigging day. It's Thursday. 10:13 a.m. of a Thursday morning. This is my day. Stop living in the past. This is my day is now. The time is nigh, right nigh, as they say. As they used to say, anyway. They still say it. It's not those people's day anymore, it's mine. Not to say that you only get one day. You get more than one day in this life, you know. You get approximately, how many days do we get? Let's say I live to the age of 112. Just get my calculator app up. 112... times 365. I'm going to ignore the leap year issue because I believe if I put in a 365, it all works out anyway. 40,880 days. That's how many days we've got. So stop this crap about it being my day or your day today. No, there's plenty of days to go around. There'll be days from this end of the street to the next, right over there. I went into the next street earlier this morning. I went for a walk out to the local convenience store garage. I bought 10 bin liners and a packer of shreddies, €2 packer of shreddies cereal. And then I came home and I saw the postman was just coming round the corner, so I slowed down. I don't like to be approaching my house at the same time as a postman or other visitor is approaching my house, because that could be awkward. I could be going up my driveway and he could be going up my driveway with my post, but he said he's a temporary replacement, so he mightn't be know for sure whether I live there, so he mightn't want to give me my post. He's dead right about that. I wouldn't give my post to some stranger if I wasn't sure it was me. To avoid situations like that, I slowed down and waited for him to get to the end of my street first. I live on the end of my street, so when I saw him coming back out of my street, I was able to quicken the pace and come back to my home, confident in the knowledge that there wouldn't be any awkward situations, because if he had given me my post, that would be in the street, that would have been the cause for concern, I can tell you. I probably would have had to report him for being reckless with my security and the security of my family. Well, thankfully, no, that didn't happen. Mostly thanks to me. Thanks to me and my OCD, or whatever you call that sort of thing. I don't. Is that host? No, it's something else. It's something else entirely. Undoubtedly some sort of mental disorder, but whatever you want to call it. You don't have have to have labels for everything, you know. It's not a freaking, unless you're sending it through the post, it doesn't need a freaking label on it. Fucking hell. Anyway, where are we? Oh yes, hello and welcome to Wednesday's Into Your Head podcast. I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, oh Christ, not this again, not this again. This is so old, it's got fucking whiskers growing out. Well, you don't have to be old to have whiskers growing out of it, you know. You can take that from me as the owner of 8 cats. People have strange ideas about whiskers. You can have whiskers as a child, especially if you're a cat or a lion or a sea lion or any of those whiskered creatures. I suppose on the human it's less likely, but still nonetheless, whiskers is not a thing exclusively the domain of old creatures. It is not. Get that into your pipe. But I do see what you mean about that thing I said being old. I say it all the time. It's just a tool I use to get going. It's just like 2 cats walk into a bar, or monkey nuts. That's what they call them, monkey nuts. It's just a thing to get going, relax. It's just me sitting down. Rolling up my sleeves, fiddling with my biro as I try and get going, I'll get through my first coffee of the day, switch on the, it's just like you going into your office. You have your commute to wake up, you have your entire commute where you can get yourself ready and prepared. I don't have a commute. I come in here and I have to do all the things in here that you would normally do during your commute. I have to pretend to be dry. I have a big window here, I can look out on the world outside and pretend to be driving, except it's not moving, unless you count the movement of the earth, I suppose. But I don't count that, because you don't count that as a commute. If you're on your commute and you're travelling 10 miles to work, you don't say, oh, I'll add another 3,000 miles onto that to account for the rotation of the earth during my commute. You do not. No, so I don't count that either. So if I don't count that, my commute is 0 miles, and my house out of which I'm looking out of the front of, just like the front you would out of the front of a car, is not moving at all. So it's pretty much as if I'm stuck in a traffic jam, except I don't see any traffic. I see a big green with cats running out on it, and I see a barn farmyard over there, and beyond that the main road, and beyond that another farm that houses the plowing champ. Championships, if I remember rightly, are not coming back here this year. There'll be no ploughing. Listeners from the last couple of years of Into Your Head will have remembered there was a lot of talk about the ploughing championships the last couple of years. Not this year. There's no Well, they weren't last year anyway. I'm not sure about this year now that you mention it. Suffice to say, we probably run that into the ground anyway. There's only so many things you can say about the ploughing championships, especially if you don't attend them. And I certainly didn't attend them. I did not. I'm not going to go over and watch people ploughing fields and selling farming products, and I don't know, having cow jumping competitions or whatever it is they do over there. I don't know, except it's been great for the town. Absolutely fantastic. My town is unrecognisable thanks to the ploughing championships, although the grass is growing back over there now, so I suppose it'll be back to normal soon enough. What else was I going to say to you? Nothing much of any importance. We don't always have something important, you know. This isn't a freaking company AGM meeting. Oh no, there won't be minutes. There will be minutes. I'll be putting show notes into the description, although how detailed they are on any particular day depends on my mood. The last couple of weeks of being lazy about them, I've just put Neil discusses blah 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 the end. But sometimes I'll put a complete listing. I'll say, well, let's look at a previous listing as an example. Let's see, Into Your Head 460. Let's have a look at this. Oh, that was a short one. Neil discusses overcomplicated antiques, running numbers concurrently, listeners who obsess over Leo Laporte, that would be Gamma Goblin from Cork, I assume, applying salt to ham sandwiches and lots more, then explains why we'll all be millionaires by Christmas. Apparently I was in a short show notes mood that day, but there's an example for you. Here's an example of what I'm talking about, and if you want further examples of what I'm talking about, just listen back to this and listen to what I'm talking about. That in itself is a prime example. The best example to illustrate a thing is the thing itself. People get a bit weird about this. They'll say, oh, I'm explaining something to you here now for the last 5 minutes, but I'll need an example. You don't need an example, just do the thing itself. You don't need an example of a thing if you have the thing itself. That's why we don't need currency. If you want to give someone some wealth, just give them the wealth. Don't give them a representation of the wealth on paper. Just give them the wealth. Give them your cows and your houses and your labour or whatever else it is you want to exchange. Cut out the middleman. Cash is the middleman. You don't need it. You don't need credit or cash or any of these things. Although I suppose if I were to go down to the shop right now, I would need cash. Although I wouldn't, because I did all my shopping earlier, as I believe I explained. I got everything I need. Oh, there's an email from Lidl. My second one of this week. Presumably that's their Super Saturday specials, which I don't avail of. The last thing I'm ever going to do is go into a frigging Lidl on a Saturday, I can tell you. It's like going into hell the day after the world ends. No Christ, though. Nothing but crowds and arrogant people like myself and people go around with their trolleys, banging them all over the place, knocking everybody over, loud children screaming their heads off, parents screaming their heads off at loud children, all sorts of crap. No, I do not go to Lidl on a Saturday, I can tell you. It's one of the perks of being free on weekdays, is that I don't have to. I never have to go to Lidl on a Saturday, and thank Christ for that. Lidl on a Saturday, absolutely fucking the thought of it makes me want to puke, makes me want to open up my mouth, just as I'm doing now, but it also makes me want to puke out through it. But that would damage my fantastic microphone here, which was recently sent to me as a gift by a listener, and I wouldn't want to do that. It's been very good. It's one of the finest pieces of equipment this show has ever had, I can tell you, and I'm not going to puke on it. And even if I am going to puke on it, I'm not going to want to record it and broadcast it, because that would cause offence. I certainly don't want to cause offence. I don't want to cause anything. I don't want to be responsible for anything in this world. I don't want to be... because you know what happens to people who are responsible for things, to get executed. Look at Saddam Hussein. Look at your man. What's his face with the mustache? He got gunned down. All the rest of them, they all end up getting gunned down or executed or blown up or put in jail or... everyone ends up... You don't want to be responsible for anything. And if that's one thing I've learned in my 36 years on the planet, is don't be responsible for anything. Don't be responsible for anything ever. So I'm not responsible for anything except my 8 cats and what's going in the microwave at 4:20 this afternoon. That's all I'm responsible for. I can tell you that's enough. That's enough on my shoulders as it is. My shoulders, they can only take so much, I can tell you. 2 cats walk into a bar. One of the cats straight away walks back out again. The other cat goes up to the bar and he says, I'll have 2 pints of Guinness, please. And the barman says, you will not. It's 1 pint per person at a time. We have a sensible drinking policy here, and there's only one of you here, so you're only getting 1 at a time. And the cat said, but the other one is for my friend there who's just sitting down there. And the barman says, oh, it's for your friend, isn't it? and what's your friend's name? And the cat says, he doesn't have a name. He's a homeless cat. Nobody's allocated him a name. Unlike humans, there isn't an automatic naming system for cats where you can go and get a name if no one's given one to you. And the barman says, but there's nobody sitting there. And the cat looks around, and then he goes red in the face. He goes all red-faced, and of course cats can't blush. So that's a bad sign. If a cat starts going red in the face, that's a bad sign. It probably means he's on fire. He's burning up, 3,000 degrees. What's that? Is there a song? Something, something degrees. I'm burning up. Oh, something, something degrees. That's not, for once, that's not a song that I remember from anywhere. I just made that up, but it's probably a song. There is a song with degrees in it, isn't there? Song, degrees. Let's do a search. This isn't the cat talking, incidentally. This is me. The song of degrees, song of... No, there's a rock song, something, something degrees, burning up, something along those lines. But no, I don't remember it, but I'm sure there is. Anyway, where was I? The cat... Oh, yes, the cat appears to be burning up, although I'm not a doctor, nor is the barman, nor the cat, so don't take my word for it. Not that you need to, it's just a frigging story. You don't need independent confirmation of the medical... effects of something in a story, unless it affects you in some way, in which case if it does, if you believe that the occurrences in this depicted in this story affect you in some way, please go and talk to a qualified medical practitioner. Don't take any advice from the likes of me or an imaginary barman or cat, or a real barman or cat, unless they're moonlighting doctors. Anyway, oh, moonlighting, that's the thing, isn't it? Let's have a look at that. Let's look into moonlighting, because I've never looked into it. I believe it was a TV drama series with Bruce Willis. And you're one out of that sitcom, Sybil Shepherd. I've never watched it, but let's have a. Sometimes I get a figure. I want to look up these TV programs that I've heard of. I go on to Wikipedia and have a good read about a TV series, and then I end up following links. And before you know, I've burnt up half my life just reading about television shows, and that's before I even turned on the television. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. It's destroying lives, this sort of thing. Moonlighting is an American television series that aired from March 3rd, 1985 to 1989, 66 episodes. Bruce Willis, Sybil Shepherd, Private Detectives. There was another one called Heart to Heart, wasn't there? I remember my mother watching that. Let's look that up. I believe there was a... Oh, here we go. Robert Wagner, Stephanie Powers, a wealthy couple who also moonlighted as amateur detectives. You see, that never even occurred to me that they were moonlighting. I didn't know they were moonlighting. I just happened to be looking at the show Moonlighting on Wikipedia, and it occurred to me to look at Heart to Heart. I had no idea that moonlighting was involved in that show. That's a remarkable turn of events, isn't it? Produced by Aaron Spelling and Leonard Goldberg. It ran from 1979 when I was 3 to 1984 when I was 8. But those things, when they run, if they run from 1979 in America, that means in backwards Ireland they run from 1999 to 2006 in Ireland. We probably still think it's new, or we did in those days in the mid 80s anyway, or wherever it is. That picture I took out the window was coming through. I emailed myself a picture that I took of the view out the window with a view to putting a steering wheel over it and using that to depict my earlier thought about looking out the window and commuting through the house or whatever it was I was talking about. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Here it is. Photo.jpg. Download. We'll download that. See if I can do something in Microsoft Paint and make that as the show album art. It'll be like the podcasting equivalent of the cover of Queen's A Night at the Opera. That thing here, they have a crest, except this won't be a crest, it'll be the view out my studio window. Let's have a look at this now. I suppose I should do this later. This is part of the production process. Shouldn't really be done during the show, unless I'm in a hurry, which as it happens, I'm not. I'm not in a hurry at all. This is next Wednesday's show, and it's only Thursday, so we're well ahead. Although I will be busy this weekend, or will I? I can't remember. Well, let's say I am. Let's assume that I am, just to be safe. I do this now. So, we're in Microsoft Paint, a black steering wheel, I suppose. Select the circle, fill solid color black. So we put a steering wheel there, and that's come out white. So we make that black. Brushes, fill bucket of paint. So now we need, all we need now is to make that look more steering wheely. But a wheel, a circle in the middle of it, I suppose. That doesn't look right. That's starting to look like Mickey Mouse, which is a breach of copyright. Let's see. And also unrealistic. I want my steering wheel of my office window to be realistic, to look like it could really steer a house. So I'll work on that later. Don't you worry your pretty little head about that. We'll work on that later. I don't usually put that much work into the album art, but I need to follow through on that since I brought her up now, and you have an expectation that it'll be here when you arrive here at the show. You're probably going looking for it right now. Fortunately, I have the advantage of being back in time behind you, and I can still finish it. Even though you're looking for it now, I still have time to complete it before you get to see it. Isn't time fantastic? Absolutely fucking the concept of time. Professor Stephen Hawking has a point when he says, or does he say it? I don't know. I can never make out a word he's saying. But he says the concept of time is absolutely fucking fantastic, or words to that effect. He uses more scientific language than me, being a scientist, being a professor, a master of his art, or is science an art? Probably not. Not that there's anything wrong with science. Science or art. Now, this is art. What I'm doing here is art. But it's also art is a science. And as is science and art, just ask Professor Stephen Hawking about that and you'll say, dead right. Science is an art and art is a science. What does that mean? See, that's being a gentleman. He won't automatically, he'll know damn well that I'm talking a load of crap, but he's a gentleman, so he won't automatically dismiss it. He'll wait and listen for the evidence and analyse it with his scientific mind. And then he'll make up his mind, and that's all you can hope for from anyone, is for them to hear you out and listen to the evidence and assess it with their own analytical mind. That's what you could learn about from his attitude, albeit a fictional one that I've just illustrated. Anyway, hello and welcome to whatever is to follow. What's to follow? Where are we? 21 minutes into the show. I suppose I should advertise something. The usual crap. If you go to intoyourhead.com, look down the right hand side of the page, you'll see a load of links, and they're links to things like Amazon and other stuff. Every time you shop on Amazon, you should be going through my website, clicking through my link to Amazon, then just buying, searching for whatever it is you want to buy and just buying it, and I get a generous cut that helps keep the show going on a 3 times a week basis. Doesn't cost you anything extra. It's absolutely fucking fantastic, because it makes me, so I'm going to be a millionaire by Christmas. That's what's going to happen. So go to intoyourhead.com. Go to intoyourhead.com/offers, in fact, because it's the exact same page, except it's got a big arrow that points at where the ads are over to the right of the page, which I find a little. Saying intoyourhead.com/offers is a lot easier than saying go to intoyourhead.com and look down the right hand side of the page, I find. But I just keep forgetting that I can do that. Anyway, on with the show. Now, join me at a tremendously exciting moment. I've just had a urination break and I've come back from it feeling rather accomplished because I see we're already 24 minutes and 9 seconds into this half hour show. Absolutely fantastic. Just before the piss break, I went on Twitter and I said, hello, I'm recording next Wednesday's podcast, which means effectively from your point of view, I'm a ghost from your future. I got a reply, a response, if you will. I call it a reply, you call it a response, because you're a freaking, you're probably some freaking old-fashioned solicitor lawyer sitting in an office with a quill in a Muppet Christmas Carol, except they know, your man, not a Muppet Christmas, Charles Dickens' original A Christmas Carol, that didn't have Muppets in it. You forget sometimes, the original version was a lot more sober affair. In fact, was there a Muppet Christmas Carol, or did they make that? There was a something Christmas Carol, anyway. My mother-in-law was called Carol, too. God rest her. I went on, anyway, I said that on Twitter, and SFO was Barnsley Sign. He's the fella who runs Scooter Forums Radio, on which you can hear Into Your Head, long-time contributor of voiceovers, Dustin, every Monday night. Just go to intoyourhead.com/Dustin for details of his two-hour music show. Anyway, the fella who runs that internet station said, it's official, you weird me out at times. So I decided to retweet that. Because the thing about Twitter is you have to show everyone that people are responding to you. It increases your perceived level of importance. So thank you for helping me achieve a certain level of importance, Barnsley Sign. I get very confused sometimes. I never know which is your first name. I think Barnsley is the place where you live, and Sign is short for Simon, which is rather embarrassing then, because I've sent you some voiceovers for your show in which I refer to you as Barnsley, and therefore sound rather stupid. Sorry about that. It seems a bit obvious now that I look back upon it. But no, these things aren't always obvious to outsiders. So judge me not by my failings, judge me by my good intentions, even though good intentions are useless. Good intentions never fed a starving child in Africa. Bob Geldof fed all the starving children in Africa by getting up off his arse and getting on the phone and saying, Phil Collins, will you please come to my concert in America, and will you please come to my concert in England on the same night, and fly first class across the Atlantic Ocean between the two, thereby encouraging billions of people to contribute money to my fund, which we'll use to feed the starving in Africa. And that's why Africa is the way it is today. Absolutely fucking fantastic. No more starvation. We've moved on past. Starvation is a thing of the past. And the only way that could have been achieved is by people eating. So well done, all of us who spent our lives eating. We're helping to stamp out starvation. The likes of, your man making that movie. Not Fast Food Nation, the other one. What's his face? Morgan Spurlock. He made that movie where he ate nothing but McDonald's for a month. I see he's got a chat show on British television now where he interviews British people about the differences between America and Britain. It's done for a British audience, but he comes on doing the American style thing of the host applauding the audience. Absolutely. Stop applauding your own frigging show. Just come on and say something and do something and have a bit of frigging confidence in yourself, Morgan Spurlock. Have you not watched any frigging do any in Rome do as the Romans do? You're not in Rome, you're in England, so do as the Englands do. You come in and you say hello and welcome to the show, and people applaud and welcome you, and then you do stuff, and then they applaud further, and then they applaud to wave you goodbye. You don't freaking applaud, you're the host. You don't come on applauding with your stupid little applauding thing. It doesn't work over here, I can tell you. We don't buy any. That may fit in over in America, and it may have, I'm sure you have your reasons, but over here, I say by over here I don't mean in Ireland where I am, I mean in England. England, but we get British television here. So we were pretty much part of that whole thing. Television has made, as you not done what countless anti-terrorist squads haven't been able to achieve for the last couple of hundred years. They've brought the Irish and the British together, and it's been an absolutely remarkable achievement. I've no fucking idea what I'm talking about now. Good morning.
Help support this
free podcast.
Go to indieyourhead.com/tipjar.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.